This is Blender Style, the show where we discuss an extreme blend of music. On this episode, we're talking about Anachronism Meanders, released in 2023. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
I didn't
Cheers.
Open it yet.
Cheers, gentlemen.
You were meandering around opening that.
I've never heard of this band. This is their third release, but I was checking out new albums and I saw it and checked it out and was immediately into it. This was like back in January, I think, is when this came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like technical death metal, a genre I do fuck with, kind of.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Anachronism?
Not until you sent it to us. And just to like piggyback on what you just said, I would also call this like progressive death metal. Mm-hmm. Like tech death metal, I kind of think of like kind of like da, da, da,
da, da, da. This is like that a lot though.
Like really? Lots of click tracks. I think it's pretty mid-paced too.
There's lots of melodic parts.
It's
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
For me, this is I definitely got like an immediate Gore Guts sound. Gore Guts is this Canadian death metal band that has like all these dissonant kind of bits, but there's also like it gets like spacey and ethereal like Fallujah does.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like the parts that really hooked with me and what made me interested in it, so I wanted to have you guys check it out.
I like it.
Casey, you don't listen to a lot of death metal, but you've heard lots of death metal.
I've heard lots of death metal. So I would say this is more the style of death metal I'm into, because I like all the change-ups and all the like the extra stuff. There's a like some cool solos and stuff in here.
That's some absolute guitar shredding.
Oh yeah, this is like a mixture of hair metal and death metal.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about it was that it's like death metal, but it's not buzzing guitar death metal. There's like space within the notes. There's different chords and stuff that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Chord progressions that are weird and stuff. This type of metal I've never really been that into, honestly. And with doing this show, I've kind of gotten more into this like progressive, you know, death metal and stuff from your guys' picks and everything. And I would have to say this is one of the more enjoyable ones,
really,
in my opinion. Yeah, because it's of the guitar work, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I kind of went into this expecting to have like this, because the way you guys described it is like, oh, it's we're gonna have two brutal death metal albums this week to review, and I went into this expecting just a shit show,
like an onslaught.
Yeah, I don't think of brutal when I hear this.
Yeah, it's not brutal.
I didn't find this brutal at all. I found this actually really enjoyable. Really good guitar work. The mix is really good.
The vocals are kind of even not super heavy. Like they're guttural, but
they're guttural. The big complaint I have is the vocals on this.
I would agree.
And mostly just because with how much is going on with the music, as far as like the different ranges and the different like breakdowns and stuff that they have, they switch it up quite a bit. The vocals are consistent through the whole thing. They're the exact same tone. You'll have a couple parts where there's some good like screaming and stuff, but for the most part, it's all the same. Is that even
the lead singer, though? It almost sounds like, I didn't look into it, I should have, but it almost sounded like a completely different person.
And it might be, but that's what I'm getting at. Like, and it's when they do it, it's not enough, I feel like.
I agree with you 100%.
To kind of justify it. I love how for a death metal album, there's this, you could hear the bass guitar hitting the frets on a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, like this really low tune, almost like nu metal sound to the bass guitar.
Like the clickety.
Yeah, which I thought was
and
really
the flings
weird.
And yeah. Stuff. Since you brought up the bass, usually with like progressive death metal and tech death metal, the bass annoys the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's too much.
Yeah, because like
it's all farty.
Yeah,
there's like this thing too where I know what you're coming from. It always seems to be tuned really high compared to everything else.
Yeah.
Well, and they're playing chords and they're like, we can play. They play fretless.
It's like mathcore, like math rock. Yeah. And like,
there's some bands out there that do that.
Okay, you can play good.
Right. I prefer this because it's like more guitar driven. Like there's this band Inanimate Existence that plays like super shreddy And I would just watch their guitar playthroughs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's like, awesome. This sounds a lot like that.
Okay.
I like that you can also kind of like hear emotion through it. And which is not really. Yeah, to me, I do. Like, which is something that I dislike about a lot of progressive death metal is that there is no emotion.
I didn't get much emotion out of this. This fell flat kind of for me.
I kind of think I know where you're coming from, but it's not like emotion through like the vocalist. It's through like the music.
Well, I just feel like there's like.
Like in the melodic parts, you mean?
Yeah, like there's some emotion. There's not just like. It's not all just tech, like.
My favorite track on this is Macrocosm, I think. It's just like all instrumental and it's like not even heavy. Good vibes in this, dude.
Well, and they self-recorded this too, which is even more amazing.
It sounds good. Yeah.
They recorded at their house in, what did they say? Switzerland and Yverdon? Yverdon? I'm going to butcher that, but.
You just did.
I did.
So the I guess what I mean with the emotional parts is like what you were saying earlier, that it's not brutal. Mm-hmm. Like the heavy parts aren't like angry. They're just heavy.
Yeah.
That's where it's lacking for me. I do like the more melodic parts. I think that's cool. But like you're saying, most technical death metal, there's not much emotion going on.
Yeah. Well, that's one of my dislikes is that the guitar could use a little bit more beef in some parts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, like, there's no real, like, metal here, right?
It's
like, it's a fine line of, like, yeah, it's metal.
It's a metal guitar, but it's like a flashy metal guitar.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's metal, yeah, you got distortion, you got, like, all this stuff, but you're also, are you up there just playing distorted jazz? Are you, like, up there just, like, like, sometimes, like, you need, and this is my problem with stuff like this sometimes, is that, like, metal to me is just, like, it's an aggression, it's, like, getting something out, you know? And, like, to me, they're just doing math problems in this, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's my beef with it too.
Yeah, like, I mean, but there's honestly
it's not. It's cool though.
Yeah,
it sounds cool.
I totally respect it and I get it. And I love, and I understand people that are like really into it. Mm-hmm. But like, as much as I can praise it, I can dislike things. Like, the vocals are one dimensional,
they're super one dimensional.
Everything starts to blend together for me. Guitars could definitely have a little bit more beef. And my problem is I don't love it and I don't hate it. It's just kind of like, meh.
Well, I
you know, like feel when like... you kind of have a little bit of heartburn and you just kind of, and you just, that's kind of what it is for me. Well, it's not enjoyable, like, but it kind of felt good.
I agree. I feel like the songs kind of get stale because they follow like a similar structure on every single song. They follow that classical, you know, main chorus, bridge, chorus, main thing, outro. Which kind of gets old after what, 8 tracks of the same format.
Mm-hmm. You think it sounds repetitive a little bit?
I think there's
or predictable.
Yeah. Because I think there's a lot of change-ups and like variety throughout it. But yeah, I feel like once you've heard like 2 or 3 songs, you kind of know exactly where they're going to go with the next one.
Yeah, I think, and I would agree with you. In 33 minutes, they threw in 1 to 2 wrenches.
Yeah,
that changed it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean there were little changeups, but those little changeups were the same point in every song. And so it's like a formula that they're following, and they just kind of stick with it. And I mean, getting to that point of each song is completely different on each one, which I got to give them. And the changeups are cool, but yeah, it's just kind of like after 2 or 3 songs of the same pacing and the same, we're gonna throw a solo here and then the next song the solo goes in the same spot pretty much. I mean, all these songs are fairly close in length too, which just goes to show that it's kind of that same formula.
I kind of agree points, with Casey. What you're saying. Yeah,
I agree with you 100%, but you say it way better than I can say it.
So I mean, it was awesome. It wasn't brutal like I was expecting. I kind of went into this expecting something dangerous and annoying and and that I was just going to hate. And I actually came out of this really kind of like digging this album and being pleasantly surprised by it.
So what'd you rate it?
So I gave it a 3.8 out of 5. I feel like the musicianship on this is amazing. Like everybody on this band, in this band, performs exactly what they're supposed
they're
to do.
They're shredding, yeah.
And yeah, everyone agree, plays. 100%.
For being a home recording, them taking the initiative to do this themselves and put it out there, it sounds amazing. I read that it was mixed in France, I think they said. So they recorded everything and then they sent it to a place in France and had it done. I just feel like, you know, the drums are amazing. The guitar work's amazing. That formula that they follow, I think they could change up and this would be cool. And I think if they threw some dynamic range on the vocals.
Like a little more experimental.
Yeah. I think it'd be great because I feel like the musicianship's really pushing the boundaries of where technical death metal
or get another member have another member in your band doing a different type of vocal.
Exactly.
Because the vocalist does well with what they're doing.
Exactly. But I feel like with where they're going with it, I think that second dynamic would really kind of push this over the edge of where it should be. Mm-hmm. So
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Nathan, Anachronism?
I give it a 3.9. I think it's a solid record. I think there's like two songs that I'll definitely like go back to, like that I think are like, and those are the ones that they threw kind of a wrench in, mm-hmm. and they kind of changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And like you said, with the vocals, I think it's one dimensional. If they had threw in a little bit more mm-hmm. dynamic into it, I think it would be better. But I mean, I love that this is getting me into more progressive metal.
Yeah.
Like there's been other picks that have been thrown at us and I'm like, this like takes me away from this genre. And there's been a couple picks that like it brings me back into and it opens my mind with this genre of music. So I totally respect it. I give it a solid 3.9.
Sweet.
Nice. Matthew?
I give it a 4.0 out of 5. Yeah. Wow. This came out in January and it's already like clearly it jumped to the top of my best albums of uh-huh. 2023 list.
I think when you first you shared them before you told us you were going to pick this.
I did.
You were like contender.
Yeah, immediately a contender. There's already been other albums that have come out that overshadow this. Keep watching to find out what those are. This is Blender Style, and that was Anachronism, Meanders. Boom, 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 boom